Good morning. That front that brought rain showers and a burst of rain last evening across most of interior New York and New England is tracking to the east now. Most of the rain now is confined to the immediate east coast of New England, and it's tracking away from the coast and out over the open Atlantic. The frontal system and low-pressure wave responsible for the rain will go along with it, and in its place we'll pick up a gusty northwesterly breeze today, driving in somewhat cooler air. Temperatures today will start off in the 40s and only climb slowly, despite that sunshine, back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. Tonight's skies will be clear with high pressure building in, the wind will relax, and temperatures will be allowed to drop off into the 20s and lower 30s. This will set us up for a dry day on Saturday. Eventually, some clouds will start to creep in from the west, mixing with the sunshine, and it will be seasonably cool with highs in the middle to upper 40s. A storm system out in the Midwest will pivot through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada. We'll be on the fringe of this system with some clouds and perhaps some flurries or snow showers, especially in the Adirondacks, early on Sunday morning. Sunday afternoon, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds, and it will be breezy and chilly with highs in the lower 40s. The heart of the coldest air with the next air mass will be in on Monday with highs in the upper 30s to around 40, despite a good amount of sunshine. At this point, a big ridge of high pressure will start to build into the eastern part of the country again. This will produce quiet and dry weather through the midweek period, including the big travel days and Thanksgiving. Temperatures will moderate, lower to mid-40s Tuesday, mid to upper 40s on Wednesday, and near 50 the way it looks right now for Thanksgiving Day. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today with plenty of cold air in place across the north-central United States, the first significant snowstorm of the season is expected to materialize from Nebraska to Michigan heading into the weekend. A low-pressure system exiting the Rockies is forecast to intensify as it tracks across the plains, the Corn Belt, and eventually through the Great Lakes. A wide band of moderate to heavy snow is expected north of the low, with the heaviest amounts from eastern Nebraska through most of Iowa and extending eastward into Chicago and Milwaukee and then into lower Michigan by tomorrow evening. Winter storm watches and warnings have been issued for these areas, and where the heaviest snow band set up, amounts of 6 to 12 inches of snow are likely, with widespread 4 to 8 inch amounts outside of the heaviest bands. And Typhoon Impha is located about 250 miles southeast of Guam in the western Pacific Ocean. Impha has winds of 115 miles per hour and gusts up to 145 miles per hour. The typhoon is expected to pass south of Guam while it intensifies today and head toward Okinawa over the weekend. Right now, the forecast is for Impha to curve north and remain over the ocean before it reaches the island. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Juliana Airport in St. Martin at 4 p.m. Eastern Time Wednesday. The last report of hail was at St. Paul Island, Alaska at 8:36 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and drizzle and fog, 36 degrees with a west wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 4 below 0. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 36. 66% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. And the barometer at 30.07 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Riverside, San Pascual, and Elsinore, all in California, to a low of 2 at Burgess Junction, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the 50s, Boston showers, then increasing sun in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy, with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 62 degrees, the low 51. The average temperature, 57, that's 18 degrees above normal. 41 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. For the month now, 1.73 inches. That's still 35 hundredths of an inch below average. And 34.96 inches for the year, which is 25 hundredths of an inch below average. There were 8 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 297 for the month and 805 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees. The average low, 31. the record high 72 set in 1991 and the record low 6 in 1986. Sunrise this morning, 6:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:28 p.m. 9 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today, with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today, with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today, with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today, with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, upper 40s, some light snow showers or flurries early Sunday morning, then partly sunny, breezy, and cold, 43 in the afternoon. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Monday, only in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly sunny Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. High temperatures climbing from the lower 40s Tuesday, mid to upper 40s Wednesday, to near 50 on Thanksgiving Day. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.